to say that it's God's will for us to be thankful. In 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 16, he says, "Rejoice always, pray constantly." Verse 18, "Give thanks in everything, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." Give thanks in everything. And if you're wondering, what's God's will for my life? There you go, there it is. Give thanks in everything. That's God's will for your life. It's right there in the Bible. So we give thanks because God wants us to be a thankful people. We also give thanks because it's good for us. In Ephesians 5, Paul is talking about the kind of living that is light and life, and the kind of living that is darkness and invites God's wrath. And here are two things that he says there in Ephesians 5. In verse 4, he says, obscene and foolish talk or crude joking are not suitable for believers. Those things are living in darkness. God's children are called to live in the light. And so instead of the obscene and foolish talking, crude joking, rather giving thanks. Because giving thanks is light and life. Later in that chapter in verse 15, from verse 15, he says, "Pay careful attention then how you walk. Don't walk as unwise people, but as wise, making the most of the time because the days are evil. So don't be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. Don't get drunk with wine, which leads to reckless living, but be filled with the Spirit." Don't be filled with spirits, be filled with the Spirit. Yeah. Speaking to one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing and making music in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for everything to God the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so, giving thanks is good for us because it keeps us from foolish and reckless living. It protects us from taking a stroll in the darkness. Giving thanks can also help when we feel anxious about anything. You probably remember that verse in Philippians 4 about prayer. And when you pray, God, the God of peace, the peace of God will guard you. Let me read it again and see if there's anything that stands out fresh as I'm reading it out. It says, I'm reading Philippians 4, verse 6 and 7. "Don't worry about anything, but in everything, through petition and prayer, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus." Prayer and thanksgiving lead to God's peace. And that's good for us too. Especially in this consumer culture that we live in. We live in a culture that doesn't want you to feel thankful about what you have. Our culture works by trying to make you stress about the things that you don't have and to be envious of the things that other people have that you don't. The experiences that you haven't collected. You're missing out on all the best bells and whistles if you don't buy the newest phone, or no one will like you if you don't wear this deodorant or drink this drink. You watch the ads, that's the message. You haven't really lived if you haven't been to this place. Our culture makes you want to feel so bad about these things that you have to fork out some money. I studied marketing at uni, and they've worked out all sorts of clever ways to make you fork out money. Because our society needs people to throw money around like that, and it needs people to be stressed about the things that they don't have. If people are thankful for the things that they already do have, they don't spend as much money, and then we need to reorder our whole society somehow. But we know we'll be much less stressed if we spend more time thinking about the good things that we have already in Christ and being thankful for that, rather than thinking about the things that we don't have, being stressed about them, being envious of them. So I guess we give thanks because God wants us to. He even commands us to. But thanksgiving, it's good for us. It's good for our souls. Right? Especially if you give in to envy. Envy is something which is just, it's a slow poison that slowly kills your soul. No wonder there's at least three psalms which call us to give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his faithful love endures forever. And so now is our chance to respond to that call. So I'm going to rove around with the mic. If you've got a testimony of God's goodness to you and how he has done great things for you in his faithful love, I'd love you if you could share that with us this morning. So here we go. Has anyone got anything that they'd like to share, anything they'd like to give thanks to God for? Here we go. First taker.
I want to thank God for what he's done in my heart and life. I want to thank God for this congregation who I came here as a stranger and you took me in and welcomed me into the congregation. But I thank those of you who've been praying for me over the past. I want to let you know that I saw a cardiologist a week ago, and the heart attack that I had that caused many of you to pray for me, that had weakened the heart, and the good news was that it's come back to normal. So we want to praise God for that. Thank you.
Yeah, that's great news for all of us. I'm certainly very thankful for that as well. So it's very good. God is good. He's a good healer. Nothing's impossible for him. So, we got one over here. Cool. Walking.
Going to be very brave. I have so much to be thankful for. I think our whole family does. When unthinkable things happen and they don't seem good at all, we know because of God's word, and we know because of things that have happened in the past that God is good. God is faithful. And therefore, these things that make us question and are so hard, we know that we can be thankful for them because at the end of the day, they're good. And the second thing that I'm thankful for and our family is thankful for is for our church congregation and all the people in our Bible study groups who have just loved us with an unconditional, overwhelming love. And I don't think we would have got through it without that. And the third thing is the prayers of each and every one of you. Some of you might not have been able to say anything to us, understandably, but your prayers were felt. And it's the only way that we could possibly make sense of getting through this at all. And we've seen God at work in Connor and Maddie's lives. And we know that there's going to be something amazing that comes of all of this. And so it is with true thankfulness, true joy, that we've been able to move forward and know that we have a God who loves us. And life is going to be hard. I feel like when we learn our one lesson and we feel like we've done it all and we're ready to lie in the hammock with a magazine, that the next thing is going to come along and it's going to be tough until we get to the other side of this life and into glory with Jesus. But that may sound pessimistic, but the thing is that on this side we have his love and his peace and his hope. We know what the end of the story is, and we are so thankful. Thank you, Jesus.
Thanks, Kay. Yeah, we have a great God who walks through those valleys with us, and we know that he's with us and he never leaves us alone. And it's such a wonderful thing that he gives us each other as a church to build each other up and encourage each other. So, Nigel, do you want to pray? Give thanks.
Father, we do thank you that you are indeed the God whose love endures forever. Thank you for those testimonies which show that your love covers your people, and that your love brings us through hard times as well as the good times. So often, Father, we're tempted to grumble when it's raining and just rejoice when the sun shines. But we know that you have called us to give thanks in all circumstances. This is your will for us in Christ Jesus. And we just thank you that we can do this, that we can know your grace and your mercy and your peace covering us at all times, Father, not just when we're feeling good or when things are going right, but in the hard times, when we're struggling, when we're in pain, when we're hurt by people's words, Father, you're with us and you're upholding us. We just praise you for that. We give you thanks for that love which endures forever, and we do it in Jesus' name. He wants me to continue. I was listening to a song this morning, and what Kay was saying reminded me of it. We praise you in days of sunshine, but grumble in days of rain. I know in this community we praise God for rain, but when we're talking about days of sunshine, we're talking about the happy times and we thank God for them, but then we grumble a bit when the sad times come around. God wants us to be praising him at all times. In that passage from 1 Thessalonians that Ben read out, rejoice always, pray continually, and give thanks in all circumstances, because this is God's will for us in Christ Jesus. 3.5 years ago, Shirley died. That was a pretty sad time for me. But in that time, the family came together, friends came together, relationships were healed. I saw people meeting people I hadn't seen for many years. This congregation here filled me with warm hugs and warm food. And there was so much to be thankful for. And over the past 3.5 years, I've known the support of the people here. And I thank God for that. It's been wonderful.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, I'm glad to see. It's wonderful to hear that you can see that there's, you know, good that has come out of Shirley's passing, because, yeah, it's all sad for all of us that she's not here with us now. But, yeah, but again, and I'm glad that we've been a blessing for you, Nigel, because you've been a great blessing for us as well. And so, you know, I'm certainly very thankful that you've been around here the last 3.5 years as well. If I keep going, will you cry more?
I'm very thankful to the Lord for the place in which I live. It's very easy to feel close to him there, and it's really lovely to be able to burst into song when I feel like it, no matter where I am outside, because nobody can hear me. But I am really grateful, because it was a really difficult time and I felt really insecure. But again, as everyone said, God is so good. And like Nigel and like Kay, sometimes when things happen, you think that you will never, ever get through it. If someone had said before this is going to happen, you will say, well, I would never be able to get through that. But 10 years down the road from the event that just tore my life apart, I can vouchsafe that God is so good. And not only good, but he brings the peace that he promised, and he draws us closer to himself, and he makes us a blessing. And I'm really glad to be here as well, because with this congregation, we're practicing for heaven. This is one of the reasons we come together, because we're practicing to worship God, which we will do eternally when we get there to be with him.
I was reading a book this week, and it said that this life, what we're doing now, it's kind of pre-marriage counselling for getting married to the, you know, being the bride of Christ in the wedding feast of the Lamb. And I thought that was funny. But it's true.
A couple of years ago, our eldest grandson, we were really despairing of him because he was getting towards the end of schooling. And what do you want to do when you finish school, Declan? Oh, well, Grandma, there's, you know, you can win lots of money on computer games. And that seemed to be the sum total of his life. And then at school he was mixed up with a lot of friends that were not the best, and one school day someone gave him some drugs that he decided to try out at the lunchtime, and then went back into class, I think rather the worse for wear, after little lunch, and he was hauled before the principal, and the principal said, well, you're suspended for the week. And he went home and his mother said, well, what are you going to do? Well, I've got a week off, I can play computer games. And his mother said, no, you can't. I'm going to find something for you to do. So she found some work for him to do with a mechanic friend. And that week sort of turned him around, and at the end of the week, the end of 2 weeks, the mechanic friend said, well, do you want an apprenticeship? And Declan jumped at the job, and he's been at it ever since. The fellow that he works for is a good role model, someone that Declan really needed in his life. But even more so, he needed Christ in his life. And last Sunday we went down to Brisbane and we witnessed Declan being baptised. And so we, after so many prayers for him, we are very, very grateful. So we just wait to see the next episode in his life and watch him walk with the Lord. So we're very grateful.
So great that, you know, God loves us despite the things that we do, and he just loves us relentlessly. he loves the whole world. And it's always just so encouraging to hear when, you know, people respond to that in, you know, repentance and faith. So thanks for sharing, Ruth. That's great. Oh, hang up.
Hi, good morning. I'm Christo Benz. And honestly, as the Bible says, if I didn't thank the Lord now, the rocks would cry out. Because 4 years ago, I was still working in the computer industry and not really being in a great space mentally. And I've always loved training and teaching. And my wife said, she's just at the back now, why don't you go study full-time? And I said, don't be daft. You don't resign your job and go full-time studying to become a teacher. Obviously, the Lord, specifically in the past 3-4 years, have not even opened doors, right? Open doors, yeah. But what I've experienced the Lord, and I want to thank him for that, is I would get to a place during the past 3 years and realize, oh, the Lord's already been here. I'm just arriving to do whatever he set out for me to do. And it was literally like walking with a dad that helped you do stuff. Because like most probably realize, when you're young, you think you can do everything by yourself. And I've been there, I've tried that. And my shoulders are rather sore, bumped trying to bash down doors. And the past 3 years, 4 years, then COVID hit. And we immigrated from South Africa. I lived in Brisbane for a while I was studying. And then just stepped out in faith to come to Gympie. Actually, I had no idea what I was going to do in Gympie. I had no contacts. I had no nothing. But when I arrived, we basically rented a house straight off the internet, didn't even view it, just got it. And it turned out to be 400 meters away from the class that I actually did my final practical at CCC at. And long story short, I've just almost finished my first month at CCC as a new teacher. And I want to thank the Lord for that, because I had nothing to do with that aside from just showing up and studying a bit. That's about it.
Thank you. Yeah, we have a great God who knows the end from the beginning. I mean, sometimes it's we look in a mirror dimly, but he knows, and his plans are good, and so we can always trust. And so, yeah, thanks for that reminder that we can always trust. One over here.
I just want to give thanks to the Lord this morning for all of his goodness to me through my lifetime. And especially this morning, I just want to thank him for Libby and Gwenda, as well as myself, who go to Cowinda every Friday morning to be with some beautiful Christian women who are residents there. Not only women, but men also are welcome. And we have gone through a very hard time over there because we weren't aware of the transition that was going on with the takeover and the purchase of Cowinda by the Lutheran Church. And staff were walking out, and up in two stories at Hibiscus, there was only three staff, and they were unable to get our residents there, the ladies who always came. And we were down to just a couple of women at one stage, and we were wondering what was going on. Well, and then we found out that, yes, there was a light at the end of the tunnel, and we prayed that the Lord would bring the end to this, which he has. And it is just amazing the witness that these women are over at the home, and the way that they speak of their Saviour. We are not a religion there, we are Christians, and they are Christians. And we sing to the Lord, and we praise him, and we pray to him, and they join in, and everyone reads the Bible. They bring their Bibles with them, whether they be in wheelchairs or brought there by a staff member. And we just prayed, and we trusted God, and God is faithful. And this we have to be very thankful for. And I have a little booklet here which is of the Bible verses. And one is, God is enough. And it's from Psalm 18. It is God who arms us with strength and makes my way perfect. You have also given me the shield of your salvation. Your right hand has held me up. Your gentleness has made me great. You enlarged my path under me, so my feet did not slip. It is not that we think we are qualified to do anything on our own. Our qualification comes from God. He has enabled us to be ministers of his new covenant. This is the covenant not of written laws, but of the Spirit. The old written covenant ends in death, but under the new covenant, the Spirit gives life. He said to me, my grace is sufficient for you. My power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me. And a little word that is written by Hemant Whitehall Smith. Nothing can separate you or me from his love. Absolutely nothing. God is enough for time, and God is enough for eternity. God is enough. Praise him.
Yeah, there's certainly much to be thankful for there. He's very good.
I'd like to add to Lorna's thing too. It's a wonderful time to go there on Friday. The women are so lovely, and we just leave there just praising God, being able to, you know, be with them and sing praises to him. It's just a wonderful time. And also this verse on Philippians 4, 6 and 7, don't worry about anything. Colin, we've had a good life, but we've had some ups and downs, losing our properties and that. But God has always been there. And I know you feel a bit lost, but no, God has always been there, hasn't he, for us. And then when I had my, I had my throat cut, God was always with me. But then when I got the stroke, well, it was a bit different then. But God was there. I was left in a room all by myself, and I thought, oh, what am I going to do? I didn't know anything about it. They just left me there. Anyway, so I just talked to God, and I said, look, I said, if you want me to go now, just look after Colin and my family. And he said, yes, he said, I'll look after them. But no, I'm still here today, and I thank God for that.
It's such a precious promise where he says, you know, I'll never leave you nor forsake you, but, you know, I'll uphold you with my righteous right hand. Yeah, that's been precious to me, and I'm just glad to hear that it was true for you as well. But, all right, Randall, do you want to give thanks for a brief minute there?
Father, these stories are just so powerful and encouraging. Father, we thank you that you have placed us here, Lord, amongst brothers and sisters who love you. Father, just a reminder that, Lord, how important it is to share our stories, Lord, and lift each other up. Lord, above all, that you chose to share your story with us, Father, through Christ. Lord, I just, when Ben asked me to think about what I would be thankful for this week, first thing that my mind went to was family, and so many of the stories that we've spoken about this morning have been about family, and a verse that I looked at was the first one that Ben spoke of this morning. It was from Colossians 2, chapter 6 and 7. Therefore, as you received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, rooted and built up in him and established in the faith, just as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving. And when I thought about my family, I had so much to give thanks for. I had my beautiful wife, Angela. I share your pain, Christo, having a wife who's quite happy to tell you, you know, don't be daft. Pull you into line when need be, keeping seven unruly people together. And it was just a real picture of how we can encourage each other in our faith and our walk with God. And I thought about our extended family, those who have had an influence on my life, and the joy of children, the joy of great-grandchildren yet, and just what a blessing it is and what a picture it is that God wants us to be in family. And then, of course, this family, so much to be thankful for. I just think of the people who, and we've heard about ministries that happen, like the ladies group at Quinda. We hear about the work that happens at CCC. Look at the flowers up there this morning. I don't know who did them, but they're beautiful. Someone did them. I give thanks for the people who prepare communion, who do the cleaning, who do the yard work, those who serve in more upfront roles. Ben, everything that he brings to this fellowship, just that humble peace and godliness. The elders, the deacons, those who serve in upfront ministries, the music team, those who are leading Bible studies. There's so much. As I said earlier this morning, each of us has a role to play. And I think so many of the stories that I've heard this morning, just a reminder that how important it is to be kind to each other. We don't know what's going on in people's lives often, and to be Christ-like. You know, he wouldn't break a bruised reed. He wouldn't snuff out a flickering flame. And through sharing these, I think it strengthens my faith and there's an encouragement.
Yeah, thanks, Randall. I think one of the realizations I've come to over the last little while is that, you know, God has always existed as a community. Like, he's always been Father, Son, and Spirit, and they've always been together. They've always loved each other, and I think that's a really key reason why God has put so many people on the earth, because he just knows how good, you know, community is, and he knows how good loving community is, and he wants us to enjoy that joy of loving community. And so it's no surprise that when he calls us together to be a church, and tells us, you know, to love each other because it is such a blessing. He brings us into families. And and we're called to love each other as a family, because it is such a blessing. And so, but also, I guess I just wanted to add as well. I think I was in the office the other day, just sort of thinking through just how many people are volunteering their time to help here at the church, and we counted over 100 people are volunteering their time in some way. To be helping out here at the church, whether it's, you know, mowing the lawns or putting the morning teas together, or helping out on working bees. Like, there's all sorts of ways that people are here helping this congregation, and to function as we do. And I did want to just take this time just to say, you know, thanks to everybody who has, you know, put some time aside to help out here in some way. I just, thank you for, you know, your, ultimately it's a partnership in the gospel, because here what we are as a church here is to be, you know, making Jesus known. And, you know, all the time that people, you know, volunteer towards the church, it's all working together to help us to be able to make Jesus known here on a Sunday, but also here in the community as well. And so, I just did want to take the opportunity to thank everybody. Thanks everyone for all that you do. There's so much different stuff that people do here to help out, and when we counted how many people was, I was just so thankful. And so thank you, everybody. I can't thank everybody else, we'll be here for a really long time clearly if there's over 100 people, but you know, you all know who's, you know, if you've helped out, and so thank you for those who have.
I'll have a crack. I sort of echo what people are saying, what Kay and Yo and Nige was saying about thank God for the times that don't go the way that I think they should go, because it makes me rely on him even more. And this year I really had to with what I've been doing. Echo what Randall says with family and, my beautiful wife and lovely girls. One walking with Christ, one about as far away as I think she could ever be, but hopefully she'll be back one day. Just want to... And these guys, our young adults that we meet with every Sunday night, it's just a great privilege to be with them. And for the things that we get to share together, being part of their life and challenging them as they leave school and they have their life after school, what are they going to do? What do they hold on to? So that's a great blessing as well, and something to give thanks for. I want to give thanks for the rain as well, because I know it's been so long since we've had great rain. So we do really want to praise. There's so many things. I want to thank God for Dino and all the work that he has done here as a deacon, and this the house, and Barry helping him out and doing so many things around the place. It's just amazing. Christo, the school. We love having you at the school, buddy. And love playing volleyball with you too. So... there's just so many things, and but most importantly, more than anything else, is thankful for what God has done. So even if nothing goes the way that I think it should, God is still good, and we will still praise him. And I think that's what Kay was saying earlier. It doesn't matter, because God is still good, and we will be with him for eternity.
Thanks, Todd. I know, yeah, sometimes, yeah, when other people are pouring into our lives, and, you know, we think that, you know, it's such a blessing that they poured so much into us, but when you're that person who's doing the pouring, like, so many times you just realise that I get so much more of a blessing as well from pouring into someone else. It's a blessing that goes both ways for sure. And we've got maybe go for about 5 minutes because the kids are downstairs. But if someone wants to would someone be able to go downstairs and grab? Yep, cool. Grab Russell. But yeah, so we'll go five more minutes. So if you want to speak.
I won't take that long. Over the years, since becoming a Christian, I realised that God is such a big God of the big things, and he's also such a big God of the little things. He looks after the little things so incredibly well that we just don't imagine it. He even works in my observation, he even works in how non-Christians behave to work for a Christian's benefit. Not for my benefit either, but that really, but so that they can perhaps hear the gospel. And I might bear that link in that chain, so that God organises them to move their lives in such a way that they meet me or somebody other Christian, so I can be that link in that chain. And that's such and there was a big incident of that earlier this year, just a couple of months back. I was gobsmacked. And I recognised straight away it was God's hand in this. You know, and Todd was saying about the rain, and I know all the hard times and the dry times and the smoke in the hills and that sort of stuff. I've been there, done many, many hours, thousands of hours. And the relief when the rain comes. Life is hard, life is tough. But when the relief comes, when we get to have glory to be with Jesus and knowing that we have that peace of God which passes all understanding right now. Right now is such a big blessing.
Thanks, Daryl. You're just reminding me of a psalm. Like just when you're talking about the rain, yeah, I'm certainly really thankful for the rain as well. This is misbehaving. I think it's Psalm 73. I think is the one I'm looking for. Where it's he's praying for the king. It's Psalm 72. But he's praying for the king, and he says, you know, may the king be like rain that falls on cut grass, like spring showers that water the earth, and may the righteous flourish. And this year especially, in the sort of autumn and November and having rain, it's just felt like you read those words, you know, that the rain that falls on the cut grass and the showers that water the earth, like you can just feel the the joy that's just in those lines. And these last couple of months with the rain, the unseasonable rain, it's felt a bit like that, hasn't it? So yeah, God's good.
Just echoing the thankfulness of Christian community. I just want a big thank you for Todd and Dola. Ever since I've been in grade 12, they've been running a young adults group at their house, every Sunday opening up their home to kids from all different churches, and it's a really cool opportunity to have that church between the denominations, and always studies that are really gospel-centred and challenging, and a space that I've personally really grown in a lot, and I've been really, really thankful for. I think having mentors and people to disciple you is such a really and really important thing, and a very valuable thing. Also really thankful to be on the youth group team this year, and for the kids that have been coming along, and it's been so much fun and also such a blessing to talk about the things of God with them and to see their growth, and for the training that it's also equipped us with. Just really thankful that we get to live our life with an eternal perspective that gives us patient endurance to go through the things of this world, knowing that nothing can take our joy and our hope away from us.
Great, thanks for that, Bree. Yeah, again, It's a blessing both ways, isn't it? Sort of having you know, loving, godly people pour into you, but also being able to pour into others. It's such a blessing. We might have one more.
Thanks. 2021 has been a really challenging year for me. We've experienced some incredible highs. We saw our daughter marry a wonderful, godly man in June, and for that, we were so thankful. But I've also experienced incredible stress in my life that I've never endured before. And through that time, every day I would just pray on the way to work and all day that God would protect me and sustain me, and that he would protect Kawinda. And I saw him answer that prayer time and time again, and in some incredible ways that were beyond my comprehension. And so for that, I'm truly thankful. And I was reminded again of God's goodness this morning. I've been reading a devotional series, just a short series on gratefulness. And the focus today was on Psalm 118, verse 24. And the encouragement was to just start every day focusing on that verse, that no matter what you're going through physically, emotionally, spiritually, that this is the day that the Lord has made. Rejoice and be glad in it.
Thanks, Jill. There's just so much power in just saying, well, despite all that's going on, I'm going to rejoice in the Lord because he's good. He's always good. Sometimes you can sort of wake up and feel like things are a bit difficult, but yeah, you can just, I don't know, for me, you know, sometimes you sort of flick on a song which is just singing of the great truths of the gospel. You can just sort of feel what does Adrian always say? You know, how your heart is sort of strangely warmed through that. So, but yeah, but thanks. Well, thanks for sharing, everyone. But yeah, if you've got more testimonies of God's goodness, you know, please don't feel like you can't share them, because we're not, because we're not in this service anymore. But if you've got, you know, if God has been good to you in any way, you know, feel free to share that testimony with someone else, because this is one of the reasons that we come together, to encourage each other, because God is good, and he does great things for us. You know, sometimes it's easy to forget, you know, sometimes we're trudging through some pretty difficult things, and we can get distracted from that. But it's, yeah, when we get together and share these testimonies of God's goodness, it can really just sort of encourage us more than we can ever know. So I encourage you to keep sharing these testimonies, and when God continues to be good for you in the coming weeks and months, you know, continue sharing with each other. Because it's such a great joy, and as I hope you've realised all this morning, that it's such a great joy when we hear of what God is doing in other people's lives. So. But if the music team would like to come up now, we'll sing our last song. I guess with all these